Hello, my name is Kenya, returning your call from customer support. How can I help you?
Yes, ma'am. I was just trying to get a hold of someone. I had ordered a product and then received it and had sent an email a while back discussing that it wasn't what I thought I was getting and needing to send it back and get my money back, and nobody has ever contacted me.
Okay, and could I have your zip code, please?
76177.
Okay. And could I have your first and last name?
Michaela Locke.
Okay. Okay, and just to make sure I'm looking at the correct information here, could you verify your billing address for me?
Yes, ma'am. It's 15724 Prairie Grass Lane, Fort Worth, Texas, 76177.
Okay, well, let me take a look here. Okay, and you had the two keto products?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and so you no longer wanted those?
Yes, ma'am. So I had received or gotten the bill for them on like the December 7th with the shipping payment. And then I had sent you all an email on December 15th stating that when I got them, the ingredients and stuff that I was getting was not what I thought it was and would
Right.
like to return them. They haven't been opened. So yeah, I just need to return those and would love to get a refund.
Okay, yes, ma'am. So with returning them, we are a shipping company, not a receiving. So we won't be able to get the products back. And also with the charges as well, with you receiving those products that you paid the shipping for, that is the full amount for the two products. And so that does make the charges valid. But what I can do to make sure that you don't get billed again, I can go ahead and get this account canceled.
Okay, I was going to say, because they billed me like $100 each for the pills, too, even though I had sent y'all an email stating it wasn't what I wanted before the trial period was up.
Okay, yes, ma'am.
So I
So
understand the shipping fee is like a done deal, but
Yes, ma'am. So
My concern was the full amount that was charged after I had sent an email stating that it wasn't what I wanted.
okay. And yes, ma'am. So where did you get the email?
I sent the email back on December 15th of 2020, and nobody has ever responded to it.
And so did you get the email address from the website?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And was it the support at Tri-Keto? It
The
was
support
that
at
one.
triketosend.com. Yes, ma'am, that's the one.
Okay. Okay, yes, ma'am. Okay, and yes, ma'am, I do understand that you did email us and no one responded. But with you do have the products, and we won't be able to receive. I'm sorry, we won't be able to get those back. So that makes the charges valid, so I won't be able to refund them.
Okay, so what I don't understand then is there was a whole deal when I ordered them that said if you didn't want them or if it was like a thing that you weren't satisfied with to let them know and then you wouldn't be charged for them at all. And that was
Right.
what I did. And then I was still charged for them.
Right, yes, ma'am. So I'm assuming no one seen the email, and so that's why no one got back to you. Okay, well, give me one moment. I'm just going to place you on a brief hold.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you for being patient. So with you emailing us, no one got back to you because we actually don't have a return policy on the keto. And also, you would have to give us a call so we can verify an account and then cancel while you're in trial if you're not happy with the product. And so I do apologize for the inconvenience. But if you were still wanting to get this account canceled, I can do that. But as far as a refund, I won't be able to do that because the charges are valid.
Okay. Well, I disagree, but that's fine. I guess that's all we can do, huh?
Yes, ma'am. And I do apologize again.
If there was a phone number that I should have called, that would have been nice to have. There was no number given to me. So I feel like that's real scamish. And very shady.
Okay, yes, ma'am. And if you were wanting to continue with the products, I can offer you a 35% off future charges.
I want nothing to do with y'all. Ever anymore. This is shady and sketchy, and I know that that's not you as a person. That's just, I mean, the way they're doing business like this is crap. If you want people to have a number to call, then you need to give them a number.
And you wouldn't be interested in 50% off future charges either, right?
I would be interested in jack squat other than a refund.
Okay, yes, ma'am. Give me one quick moment. Thank you. Okay, thank you for being patient. So I did go ahead and get this account canceled for you. So from this point forward, you will not be billed. I do have your cancellation number here for you, and I can call that out to you when you're ready.
Okay,
so that's C as in cat, 835. C as in cat again,
514478. So C as in cat,
835, C514478. Yes, ma'am. And you also may be receiving an email confirming your cancellation, but if you don't, because sometimes they don't go through, that's why I did give you the cancellation number. And thank you for calling customer support. You have a great rest of your day.
Thank you for your help.
Mm-hmm.